T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Suppose you're the FBI and you want to set up a police state that comes complete with you, the FBI, the agency possessing the ability to censure anyone at any time for any reason. For instance, suppose a Republican's running a particularly effective campaign against the Democrats. Their campaign commercials are awesome. You want them to go away, so you have them censored. Suppose somebody gets a big following. They're telling the truth about whatever major hoax the federal government is running at the time to try to gain control of and the upper hand over people. You need them to go away, most specifically their accounts. So you want to cancel them, but you've got a problem. See, you've already been caught deleting thousands of accounts for everybody from the CDC to the NAACP, for the DNC to the Department of Homeland Security. You're creating dissidents in your own country. You're violating the Constitution. It's not a good look. I mean, they don't mind doing it. They've been open enough about it that we actually have a Supreme Court case right now that will be decided soon about whether the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security can continue to demand censorship of social media. But long term, it's a really bad look. So how do you get the power to completely erase anyone who says anything bad about the politicians you've installed, about the FBI itself, about whatever scam like the pandemic or Russiagate that the federal government is running? How do you do that? You build a worldwide censorship network, complete with commissars in country after country after country, who in tandem decide whose accounts to take down from outside the country, from other countries that don't have a Second Amendment. You get the leadership there to develop the exact kind of algorithms you used for censorship in the 2020 election, deploy them, and then use them to demand that social media companies, websites, search engines inside the U.S. cancel U.S. citizens on the very, you know, thin argument that your national law that requires censorship of Americans, or you're going to have to block American tech at the border. That way, at any given time, any given moment, some thug censor in some European country could take down any American's account. This is the system the FBI, the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security, and the intelligence agencies of the UK are building. The system itself is something of a ghost. Suppose you're running a state legislative campaign and you're talking about transgenderism in schools. You're objecting to something going on in your state. You're beating the Democrat you're running against when all of this sudden your very popular account disappears on social media And so do all your commercials. Who did it? You're in a rage. You call your Congress member. You demand something be done. But something be done against who? Last week, we got a good idea of how this works and how busy our intelligence agencies have been around the world building a censorship system for Americans that'll give them total global control. We know this because the U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee released over 500 pages of confidential Brazilian court documents related to censorship demands on X, formerly Twitter. It turns out that the federal government had been very busy in Brazil. Liberal journalist Michael Schellenberger writes in Public that current and former agents from the U.S. Department of Defense, the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, and the British Ministry of Defense had all developed comprehensive censorship programs. And the Department of Defense and National Science Foundation have been caught funding the creation of censorship tools, including AI-based ones for Facebook, Twitter, and other social media platforms to engage in mass censorship. FBI agents and high-ranking members of the FBI have then traveled to Brazil to help them install this system, quote unquote. This all began in early 2017 when several military and intelligence agencies and agents from the U.S. and U.K. government developed similar censorship tactics to the ones they taught Brazil's Superior Electoral Court to begin using. The federal government even funded NGOs to demand censorship as if they were grassroots Brazilian organizations, and the rest is history. Fast forward to 3 weeks ago when it all came together, when Elon Musk rebelled against the censors in Brazil who were demanding what? Exactly what the censorship regime was built to demand. That the posts of both right-wing Brazilian politicians, commentators, and the post of Americans writing about Brazilian politics be taken down, or else what? Or else Elon Musk would be guilty of violating Brazilian law, or at least violating the make it up as you go along court rulings of the left-wing government there. By the way, if you follow what's going on in Brazil, it's really remarkable because Brazilians believe that the populist leader, a guy very much like Donald Trump, had the election stolen from him. Censorship then began in that country to deny people the ability to talk about the stolen election. That resulted in riots similar to January 6th, and that resulted in censorship of everybody involved and pretty much everyone who supported those right-wing politicians. Again, the FBI helped them build the system to do this. So 2 weeks ago, Elon Musk began to clash with Brazil. They began accusing him of violating the law. Fast forward to this week, and he's having the exact same fight, not with North Korea or China or some other authoritarian regime, but with the e-safety commissioner of Australia, who also is demanding the censorship, not just of Australians, which Elon Musk has largely refused, but also of Americans. After two jihadist knife attacks, back-to-back, bloody ones in recent weeks, the Australian government wanted Elon Musk to take down the actual attempted murder of an Assyrian priest, but by a radical jihadist, but also wanted a takedown of those criticizing the immigration policies of Australia over the attack. And they wanted both Americans censored and Australians. Who wanted this censorship? The e-safety czar in Australia, not North Korea, not China, Australia. She's American-born Julie Inman Grant. She was recruited by the CIA, she admits, and she's the key architect to something called the Global Online Safety Regulators Network. It's a network of government censors coming together to build an international blacklist of people and posts to censor. Again, it's the head of the ghost. When your account disappears, you were posting on it, you had a million followers. That night you go to bed, you wake up, it's gone, like it was never there. Who took it? I don't know. Call your congressperson. Good luck. But the architecture for taking it is being built by the intelligence communities, the intelligence agencies right now of the U.S. and the U.K. But also, Look at who the members are of the Global Online Safety Regulators Network. It includes censors from Australia, France, Ireland, South Africa, Korea, the UK, and Fiji. It's the world's first formal government censorship network. Once again, Inman Grant would begin using a very similar algorithm and censorship system, an AI system, to the one built and deployed in the United States of America and operated, as we learned in the case right now before the Supreme Court, by the FBI, largely through backdoors. But Inman Grant's aspirations are so much bigger. She said before the World Economic Forum in a speech, "We also have some pretty significant ISP blocking powers. We've just had some new powers given to us, in addition to be able to compel that takedown of content they don't like, and to be able to find perpetrators as a deterrent effect," she says, "and find content hosts that don't take the content down." She says they've got new legislation in all these countries. So what does this mean? Well, I've been talking about the Digital Safety Act in Europe and how it demands that, as a condition of, say, Twitter being available in Europe, Americans on social media and ultimately Americans whose websites are findable by search engines must be censored at the request of European censors.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Liberal journalist Michael Schellenberger, who I normally have nothing in common with, wrote a piece, the headline of which says it all. Elon Musk is all that stands in the way of totalitarianism, he said. And he's right. We saw the evidence of that this week when no less than the Prime Minister of Australia called out Elon Musk. Why? Because he was the only head of a social media company still allowing free speech. He praised Instagram and Facebook for knuckling under to Australia's censorship demands and making the Islamic attack that's so uncomfortable for Australian politicians simply disappear so they can continue with their dangerous levels of immigration. Elon Musk took it as a badge of honor that the prime minister called him out as the only one not willing to censor. But folks, what that says is really scary. Everybody else already is. They already are censoring. Which led me this week on Twitter to ask the question, how long before one of these countries actually arrests Musk and will President Biden extradite him? Folks, listen to this. I can't believe this is Australia. This is a Western country that we used to think of as free. This is Australian Senator Jackie Lambie demanding that Elon Musk be arrested.
Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. I don't know, whatever Elon Musk is on, it says that that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour. And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed.
See, that's what I'm afraid of, that they'll turn Musk into a modern-day Assange, get used to the idea that so many countries are trying to extradite him for his crimes, and Americans won't blink when they do. And when he goes, the First Amendment will die It'll be assassinated from afar by a shadowy web of American intelligence and British intelligence agencies rolling out the same spyware, the same censorware that the Supreme Court is currently arguing over that was used in the 2020 election. Except when it's done internationally, there'll be no rules. There'll be no Second Amendment standing in the way. When liberal journalist Michael Schellenberger says what is going on in Brazil right now from its construction by multiple FBI over multiple visits that are well documented, what's going on in Brazil right now terrifies him because we're not too far from this being the new way in the Western world that censorship is carried out globally. Here's Schellenberger with the warning.
I might be less worried if Brazil were small and irrelevant, but it's not. Brazil's the biggest and most important country in Latin America. Just this week, top Brazilian government officials were in China talking about how China, one of the most totalitarian nations in the world, is a model for Brazil. Brazil's an inspiration now for European totalitarians who have weaponized government intelligence agencies to spread disinformation about their political enemies, interfere in the elections, and are implementing a censorship system to control the entire internet. The most terrifying part of all this is the marriage of psychopathic government leaders like Lula and Jair Moraes with totalitarian activists and voters. Governments have successfully brainwashed a significant percentage of the population into supporting mass censorship. Young adults here, raised on social media, are today more intolerant than the students in China's Cultural Revolution, who had been denouncing their teachers and sending them off to work camps where they were tortured. At the same time, people with a mentality no different from the people who ran the Stasi or the Gestapo are in charge of intelligence agencies in Europe and the United States. In fact, just yesterday, the U.S. House of Representatives renewed legislation that gives the U.S. government the right to spy on Americans suspected of collaborating with foreign governments. The result could be McCarthyism on steroids. The FBI is going to be able to spy on any American citizen who dares to criticize the war in Ukraine, for example. The U.S. government will be able to label people who oppose endless wars in Eurasia as political extremists who are ruining their careers, or worse. During the rise of communism and fascism in Europe, many Jews and other persecuted people could flee to the United States. Where are we going to flee if the United States continues down this road? Not to Europe, not to Brazil. Is any country in the world safe, where every movement, transaction, and thought is being monitored? I keep waiting for this downward totalitarian spiral to hit bottom, and it never does. I'm naturally a very optimistic person, but sometimes that means I have tended towards wishful thinking. Such wishful thinking is dangerous and irresponsible in moments like this one. So too is passivity. We must act. That starts with standing up to the bullies, all of whom are actually cowards on the inside. Elon Musk stood up to the bully Jim Rice last week, and he appears to be holding strong. Tonight, he's going to hold a Spaces on X with the controversial former president of Brazil, whom the Supreme Court has prevented from running for office again for another 8 years. My colleagues and I are building a new free speech movement around the world. All of the organizations that we used to rely upon to defend human rights, including Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and ACLU, have been taken over by totalitarians who are demanding censorship. We're gathering in London in June. We're starting our own NGOs around the world. We can't do this alone. Please share this post. Please consider subscribing to Public, either on X or Substack. Please consider making a donation. People are risking their lives here to defend freedom of speech for all people. You don't need to risk yours, but we do desperately need your help. Things aren't going to calm down until we stand up to the tyrants and remove every single one of them from power.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.